Let me cut to the chase. Overthinking is a disease. It's a self-imposed prison that keeps you stuck, anxious, and perpetually dissatisfied. And guess what? Most of the advice out there is bullshit. Yes, I said it. As someone who has battled the relentless monster of overthinking, I'm here to deliver the cold, hard truth that no one else will tell you. You see, I've spent countless nights tossing and turning, paralyzed by the fear of making the wrong decision, haunted by the endless what-ifs. I've wasted precious years of my life trapped in my own mind, trying to achieve the unachievable, perfection. And let me tell you, it nearly destroyed me. But here's the thing, I got out, and I did it by embracing the raw, unfiltered wisdom of Stoicism, principles that are brutally honest, often controversial, and always effective. So if you're ready to stop living in your head and start living your life, watch this. These are the seven lessons that slapped me in the face and woke me up from the nightmare of overthinking. This is not for the faint of heart. This is for those who are tired of the sugar-coated lies and ready for the truth. Brace yourself. 1. Action over analysis. Do more, think less. Overthinking is like quicksand. It pulls you in deeper the more you struggle against it. We've been conditioned to believe that thinking things through, planning every detail, and considering every possible outcome is the key to success. But here's the kicker. Action trumps analysis every single time. When I was in my 20s, I had a brilliant business idea. I spent months, if not years, planning, researching, and perfecting the concept. I overanalyzed every possible scenario, every potential pitfall, and every minor detail. By the time I was ready to launch, the market had changed, and I missed my window of opportunity. It was a harsh lesson, but a necessary one. The Stoics understood the power of action. Seneca famously said, "While we are postponing, life speeds by." Overthinking keeps you in a state of paralysis, where fear of failure, fear of judgment, and fear of the unknown dominate your thoughts. But the truth is, no amount of thinking can replace the learning that comes from doing. Consider this. Action is inherently imperfect. When you take action, you make mistakes, you encounter obstacles, and you face setbacks. But these experiences are invaluable. They provide real-world feedback that no amount of analysis can offer. Every action you take, no matter how small, is a step forward. It's progress. Let's be real. Thinking about going to the gym won't make you fit. Planning to start a business won't make you an entrepreneur. Dreaming about writing a book won't make you an author. You have to do the work. You have to show up day after day and take action. When you find yourself spiraling into overthinking, stop and ask, "What small action can I take right now?" It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be something. Send that email, make that phone call, write that first page. The momentum of taking action will propel you forward and break the cycle of overthinking. Marcus Aurelius said, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." Embrace this mindset. Understand that the challenges and uncertainties you face are not barriers, but the path itself. By taking action, you turn obstacles into opportunities and fears into fuel. A deep message to take away: life is short, and time is our most precious resource. Overthinking is a thief that steals this resource, leaving us with regrets and missed opportunities. Action, however, is a declaration of intent to live fully. It's a commitment to experience life in its rawest form, with all its messiness and unpredictability. Remember, you are not defined by your thoughts or fears. You are defined by your actions. The person who dreams of changing the world but never takes a step remains a dreamer. The person who takes imperfect, courageous action despite their fears becomes the change they wish to see. So, do more and think less. Let your actions speak louder than your thoughts. embrace the journey with all its uncertainties and imperfections. In the end, it's not the overthinking that will define your life, but the bold steps you took, the risks you embraced, and the actions you dared to take. Live boldly, act decisively, and let your actions carve the path to your destiny. 2. You're not that special. Get over yourself. This might sting, but it's time to face the truth. You're not that special. In a world that constantly tells us to follow our dreams and stand out from the crowd, it's easy to develop an inflated sense of self-importance. But here's the uncomfortable reality. Most people are too wrapped up in their own lives to care about yours. And that's actually a liberating thought. I've been there. There was a time when I thought every mistake I made was under a glaring spotlight, that everyone was scrutinizing my every move. I felt like the world was watching and judging me, and it made me hesitant, self-conscious, and ironically, more prone to overthinking. It wasn't until I hit rock bottom that I realized no one else really cares. They're too busy dealing with their own struggles and insecurities. The Stoics, especially Marcus Aurelius, hammered this point home. In his Meditations, he wrote, "It never ceases to amaze me. We all love ourselves more than other people, but care more about their opinion than our own." This paradox reveals a profound truth about human nature. We're all the centers of our own universes, which means that we rarely give others more than a passing thought. Overthinking often stems from an exaggerated sense of self-importance. We believe our problems, our decisions, and our lives are of utmost significance to everyone around us. But the truth is, they aren't. Recognizing this can be a powerful antidote to overthinking. Think about it. How often do you obsess over someone else's mistakes or choices? Probably not often. You're likely too busy dealing with your own issues. The same applies to everyone else. This realization can be incredibly freeing. It means you have the freedom to take risks, make mistakes, and learn from them without the crushing weight of perceived judgment. When I finally accepted that I wasn't as important to others as I thought, it was like a weight lifted off my shoulders. I stopped overanalyzing my every move, and instead, I started living. I made decisions more quickly, I took bolder actions, and I stopped worrying about what others might think. And you know what? My life improved dramatically. This doesn't mean you should disregard others' feelings or act selfishly. It means you should liberate yourself from the fear of judgment and the need for approval. You're one person in a world of billions. Your actions matter, but they don't define the universe. By getting over yourself, you make room for genuine growth and self-improvement. You stop letting the fear of others' opinions hold you back. You start living authentically, driven by your own values and goals, rather than external validation. Epictetus wisely said, "If you want to improve, be content to be thought foolish and stupid." This is about humility and understanding your place in the grand scheme of things. It's about recognizing that your worth isn't tied to others' perceptions. So let go of the idea that you're the center of everyone else's world. Embrace the freedom that comes with this realization. Make bold choices, take decisive actions, and live authentically. When you stop overthinking and start doing, you'll find that life becomes richer, more fulfilling, and infinitely more rewarding. 3. Comparison is the thief of joy. Focus on your path. We live in a world obsessed with comparison. Social media bombards us with carefully curated snapshots of other people's lives, making it easy to fall into the trap of measuring our worth against others. But here's the uncomfortable truth. Comparison is a toxic habit that steals your happiness and undermines your self-worth. For years, I was stuck in the endless cycle of comparing myself to others. Whether it was career milestones, physical appearance, or personal achievements, I always found myself lacking. I would scroll through social media, seeing friends and acquaintances seemingly living perfect lives, and it filled me with envy and self-doubt. This constant comparison led to overthinking and a pervasive sense of inadequacy. The Stoics were wise to this human flaw. Epictetus said, "If you want to improve, be content to be thought foolish and stupid." He understood that personal growth comes from focusing on your own journey, not from comparing yourself to others. Here's why focusing on your path is crucial. 1. Protects your peace of mind. When you compare yourself to others, you hand over control of your happiness. You allow external circumstances, things you have no control over, to dictate your self-worth. By focusing on your own path, you reclaim your peace of mind. You measure your progress against your own goals and values, not against the arbitrary standards set by others. 2. Enhances self-understanding. Comparing yourself to others distracts you from understanding your own strengths, weaknesses, and desires. It's like trying to navigate using someone else's map. When you focus on your path, you gain a deeper understanding of who you are and what you want. This self-awareness is the foundation of authentic living and personal fulfillment. 3. Encourages authenticity. The pressure to keep up with others can lead you to make choices that are not true to yourself. You might pursue a career, lifestyle, or relationship that looks good on the outside, but feels empty on the inside. By focusing on your path, you give yourself permission to make decisions that align with your true values and passions. Authenticity becomes your guiding principle. 4. Promotes real growth. True growth comes from within. When you stop comparing yourself to others, you can focus on your own development. This means setting personal goals, learning from your mistakes, and celebrating your achievements, no matter how small they might seem. Real growth is about becoming a better version of yourself, not a carbon copy of someone else. 5. Builds resilience. Life is unpredictable, and everyone's journey is different. Comparing yourself to others can make you feel like a failure when things don't go as planned, but by focusing on your path, you build resilience. You learn to navigate setbacks and challenges with grace, knowing that they are part of your unique journey. This resilience makes you stronger and more capable of handling life's ups and downs. 6. Fosters gratitude. Comparison blinds you to the blessings in your own life. When you're constantly looking at what others have, you fail to appreciate what you have. Focusing on your path helps you cultivate gratitude. You start to see the beauty in your own experiences and achievements, no matter how modest they may seem. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to envy and dissatisfaction. A deep message to take away. Comparison is the thief of joy because it distracts you from your own journey and undermines your self-worth. The path to happiness and fulfillment lies in focusing on your own progress and celebrating your unique journey. Remember, everyone has their own struggles and triumphs, and what you see on the surface is rarely the whole story. Your journey is yours alone, with its own pace and milestones. Embrace it fully. Measure your success by your own standards, not by the standards of others. By focusing on your path, you free yourself from the burden of comparison. You learn to appreciate your own growth, to value your unique experiences, and to live authentically. This shift in mindset allows you to find joy in the present moment and to build a life that is true to who you are. 4. Perfection is a myth. Embrace your flaws. In a world where perfection is often glorified, it's easy to fall into the trap of striving for an unattainable ideal. From airbrushed images in magazines to carefully curated social media profiles, we are bombarded with unrealistic standards. But here's the raw truth. Perfection is a myth. It's an illusion that only leads to frustration, self-doubt, and endless overthinking. I spent a large part of my life chasing perfection. Whether it was in my career, relationships, or personal endeavors, I was obsessed with being flawless. I would spend hours agonizing over minor details, terrified of making mistakes. This pursuit of perfection was exhausting and paralyzing, preventing me from truly enjoying life and taking meaningful risks. The Stoics understood the futility of seeking perfection. Seneca wrote, "No man was ever wise by chance." They knew that flaws and imperfections are inherent to the human experience. Embracing your flaws is not about settling for mediocrity. It's about recognizing your humanity and finding strength in your vulnerabilities. 1. Liberates you from unrealistic expectations. Striving for perfection sets you up for perpetual disappointment because perfection is unattainable. When you accept that you are inherently flawed, you free yourself from the burden of unrealistic expectations. You allow yourself to be human, to make mistakes, and to learn from them. This mindset shift can be incredibly liberating. 2. Fosters authenticity. Embracing your flaws encourages you to be authentic. When you stop hiding your imperfections, you can show up as your true self. Authenticity is magnetic. It draws people to you and fosters genuine connections. People appreciate honesty and vulnerability far more than an illusion of perfection. Authenticity builds trust and deepens relationships. 3. Enhances growth and learning. Perfectionism stifles growth. When you're obsessed with being perfect, you become afraid to take risks, to try new things, and to step out of your comfort zone. Embracing your flaws means accepting that you will make mistakes, and that's okay. Mistakes are opportunities for growth and learning. Each failure is a stepping stone to improvement and mastery. 4. Cultivates resilience. Life is unpredictable and often messy. Perfectionism makes you fragile because it relies on everything going exactly as planned. Embracing your flaws cultivates resilience. You learn to adapt, to bounce back from setbacks, and to thrive despite challenges. Resilience is about finding strength in your imperfections and using them to propel you forward. 5. Promotes self-compassion. Perfectionism breeds self-criticism and harsh judgment. Embracing your flaws encourages self-compassion. You learn to treat yourself with kindness and understanding, recognizing that everyone has imperfections. Self-compassion is essential for mental well-being. It helps you navigate life's challenges with grace and equanimity. 6. Encourages creativity and innovation. Creativity thrives in an environment where mistakes are seen as part of the process. Perfectionism stifles creativity because it demands flawlessness from the start. When you embrace your flaws, you give yourself permission to experiment, to take risks, and to innovate. Creativity flourishes when you are free to explore without the fear of failure. A deep message to take away. Perfection is a myth that keeps you trapped in a cycle of overthinking and self-doubt. Embracing your flaws is not about settling for less. It's about recognizing your inherent worth and finding beauty in your imperfections. Remember, your flaws are what make you unique and human. They are part of your story, your journey, and your growth. By embracing them, you can live more authentically, foster deeper connections, and achieve true personal growth. Stop chasing an illusion. Instead, focus on becoming the best version of yourself, flaws and all. Your imperfections are not weaknesses, they are opportunities for growth, learning, and self-discovery. Embrace them, and you will find a profound sense of peace and fulfillment. So, let go of the need to be perfect. Embrace your flaws, celebrate your uniqueness, and live your life authentically. In doing so, you will discover the strength and beauty that lies within your imperfections. 5. Your emotions lie to you. Stop trusting them blindly. Emotions are powerful forces that can drive our decisions and shape our perceptions of reality. However, they are not always accurate reflections of the truth. Emotions can be misleading, exaggerating dangers, distorting facts, and clouding judgment. To live a balanced and rational life, it's essential to recognize that your emotions often lie to you and should not be trusted blindly. For much of my life, I allowed my emotions to dictate my actions and thoughts. When I felt fear, I assumed it was a signal to retreat. When I felt anger, I believed it justified my reaction. This led to a cycle of impulsive decisions and unnecessary overthinking as I tried to navigate the turbulent seas of my emotional landscape. The Stoics understood the importance of mastering one's emotions. They believed that while emotions are natural, they should not control us. Marcus Aurelius said, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." This statement underscores the Stoic principle that our thoughts and rational mind should guide us, not our emotional impulses. 1. Emotions are temporary. Emotions are fleeting and often change rapidly. What feels overwhelming today might seem trivial tomorrow. Recognizing the temporary nature of emotions can help you avoid making hasty decisions based on how you feel in the moment. Instead of reacting impulsively, give yourself time to process your emotions and allow them to pass before taking action. 2. Emotions can be irrational. Emotions can arise from irrational beliefs and misinterpretations of reality. For example, you might feel intense anxiety about an upcoming event, imagining all the worst-case scenarios that are unlikely to happen. By questioning the validity of your emotions and examining the evidence, you can distinguish between legitimate concerns and irrational fears. 3. Emotions can be manipulated. External influences such as media, social interactions, and past experiences can manipulate your emotions. Advertisements often play on your fears and desires to drive consumer behavior. Social media can evoke feelings of inadequacy and envy. Being aware of how external factors can manipulate your emotions helps you to take a step back and assess situations more objectively. 4. Rationality over emotion. The Stoics advocated for the use of reason to navigate life's challenges. Epictetus taught, "It is not things that upset us, but our judgment about things." When faced with strong emotions, try to pause and analyze the situation rationally. Ask yourself, what evidence supports this emotion? What are the possible outcomes? What is within my control? By applying reason, you can make more informed and balanced decisions. 5. Emotional intelligence. Developing emotional intelligence involves recognizing and understanding your emotions and those of others. This awareness allows you to respond to emotions thoughtfully rather than reactively. By practicing emotional intelligence, you can manage your emotional responses, build stronger relationships, and make more rational choices. 6. Mindfulness and acceptance. Practicing mindfulness can help you observe your emotions without becoming overwhelmed by them. Mindfulness involves being present in the moment and accepting your emotions without judgment. By acknowledging your emotions and letting them pass without reacting, you can maintain a sense of calm and clarity. A deep message to take away. Your emotions are not infallible guides. They are transient and often deceptive. While emotions are an essential part of the human experience, they should not be the sole drivers of your decisions. By recognizing that your emotions can lie to you, you empower yourself to take control of your life with rationality and wisdom. Remember, you are not at the mercy of your emotions. You have the power to question, challenge, and manage them. By developing emotional intelligence, practicing mindfulness, and relying on reason, you can navigate life's challenges with greater clarity and resilience. So, The next time you find yourself overwhelmed by emotions, pause and reflect. Ask yourself whether your feelings are based on reality or distorted perceptions. Embrace the wisdom of the Stoics. Let your rational mind lead the way and you will find a path to a more balanced and fulfilling life. 6. Detach from outcomes. Focus on effort, not results. In our achievement-oriented society, there is immense pressure to produce results and meet certain benchmarks. We are often judged by our successes and failures, leading to an obsession with outcomes that can drive us to overthink and stress about the future. But here's a crucial insight from Stoicism. True fulfillment comes from focusing on the effort we put in, not the results we achieve. For years, I was fixated on outcomes, whether it was securing a promotion, winning a project, or receiving recognition. I tied my self-worth to these external markers of success. The constant worry about achieving the desired results led to sleepless nights and relentless overthinking. It wasn't until I embraced the Stoic principle of detaching from outcomes that I found peace and a renewed sense of purpose. 1. Effort is within your control. The Stoics teach that we should focus on what is within our control and let go of what isn't. Epictetus said, "Make the best use of what is in your power and take the rest as it happens." Your effort and actions are within your control. The outcomes are not. By concentrating on your effort, you can take pride in your work regardless of the result. This shift in focus helps reduce anxiety and overthinking, as you are no longer preoccupied with trying to control the uncontrollable. 2. Process over product. When you focus on the process rather than the product, you become more engaged and present in your work. This mindset shift encourages you to immerse yourself fully in the task at hand, finding joy and fulfillment in the act of doing rather than in the end result. This not only enhances the quality of your work, but also makes the journey more enjoyable and meaningful. 3. Resilience in the face of failure. By detaching from outcomes, you build resilience. Failure becomes less devastating when your self-worth is not tied to the results. You can view setbacks as learning opportunities rather than as personal failures. This resilience allows you to bounce back more quickly and continue striving towards your goals with renewed determination and wisdom. 4. Reduces performance anxiety. Performance anxiety often stems from the fear of not achieving a desired outcome. By focusing on your effort, you alleviate this pressure. You understand that as long as you give your best, you have succeeded regardless of the result. This reduces the stress and anxiety associated with performance, allowing you to approach your tasks with a clearer and more focused mind. 5. Encourages consistent effort. When you prioritize effort over outcomes, you cultivate a habit of consistent work. You are motivated by the intrinsic satisfaction of doing your best rather than by the external reward. This consistency is key to long-term success and personal growth. Over time, your persistent efforts accumulate and lead to substantial progress and achievement. 6. Aligns with core values. Focusing on effort aligns your actions with your core values. Instead of chasing external validation, you act in accordance with what you believe is right and meaningful. This alignment brings a deeper sense of fulfillment and integrity as you are true to yourself and your principles. A deep message to take away. Detaching from outcomes and focusing on effort is a profound shift in mindset that can transform your life. It liberates you from the tyranny of results, allowing you to find joy and meaning in the journey itself. Your worth is not determined by what you achieve, but by the effort and intention you bring to your actions. Remember, the path to fulfillment is not paved with the accolades and rewards you receive, but with the consistent, earnest effort you invest in your endeavors. By embracing this Stoic principle, you can live a life of purpose and resilience, finding peace in knowing that you have done your best, regardless of the outcome. So, the next time you find yourself obsessing over results, pause and remind yourself, it's the effort that counts. Focus on what you can control, your actions, your dedication, and your perseverance. Let go of the rest, and you will find a deeper sense of satisfaction and fulfillment in everything you do. 7. The present moment is all you have. Live in the now. In our fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in regrets about the past and anxieties about the future. We often find ourselves overthinking, worrying about what has been or what might be, and missing out on the only thing that truly exists, the present moment. The Stoics understood the power of living in the now, and they urged us to focus our energy and attention on the present. For a long time, I was trapped in the cycle of overthinking. I would replay past mistakes in my head, wondering what I could have done differently. At the same time, I was consumed with fear about the future, imagining all the things that could go wrong. This constant mental turmoil robbed me of peace and prevented me from fully experiencing the here and now. Marcus Aurelius, one of the great Stoic philosophers, wrote, "Confine yourself to the present." This advice is both simple and profound. By anchoring yourself in the present moment, you can find clarity, reduce stress, and truly appreciate the beauty of life as it unfolds. 1. The past is gone, and the future is uncertain. The past is unchangeable, and the future is unknown. By dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, you are wasting precious mental and emotional energy on things you cannot control. The only moment you have any influence over is the present. Embracing this truth can free you from the chains of regret and anxiety, allowing you to focus on what you can do right now. 2. Presence enhances experience. When you are fully present, you engage more deeply with your surroundings and activities. You notice the details, savor the experiences, and connect more meaningfully with others. This heightened awareness and engagement enrich your life and create lasting memories. By living in the now, you make the most of every moment. 3. Mindfulness reduces stress. Mindfulness, the practice of being fully present and aware, has been shown to reduce stress and improve mental health. When you focus on the present moment, you break the cycle of overthinking and allow your mind to rest. Techniques such as meditation, deep breathing, and mindful observation can help you cultivate this state of presence. 4. Improves decision-making. Being present allows you to make better decisions. When your mind is clear and focused on the present, you can assess situations more accurately and respond more effectively. You are less likely to be influenced by past biases or future fears, and more likely to make choices that are thoughtful and well considered. 5. Builds emotional resilience. Living in the present moment helps you build emotional resilience. By accepting the present as it is, without judgment or resistance, you develop a greater capacity to handle challenges and setbacks. You learn to respond to difficulties with calmness and equanimity rather than being overwhelmed by negative emotions. 6. Cultivates gratitude. Focusing on the present moment fosters gratitude. When you are fully aware of the here and now, you become more appreciative of the small joys and blessings in your life. Gratitude enhances your overall well-being and brings a sense of contentment and peace. A deep message to take away. The present moment is all you have. It is the only time in which you can act, change, and experience life. By living in the now, you free yourself from the burdens of the past and the uncertainties of the future. You gain clarity, reduce stress, and find joy in the simplicity of being. Remember, life is a series of present moments. Each one is an opportunity to engage, to grow, and to experience the fullness of existence. By embracing the present, you can create a life that is rich, meaningful, and truly lived. So, the next time you find yourself caught in a spiral of overthinking, pause and bring your attention back to the present moment. Notice your surroundings, take a deep breath, and immerse yourself in the now. In doing so, you will discover the profound peace and fulfillment that comes from living fully in each moment. As we conclude this exploration of Stoic wisdom and its application to overcoming overthinking, remember that these principles are not just abstract philosophies. They are practical tools that can transform your daily life, providing clarity, peace, and resilience. I've shared my personal journey and the profound impact these lessons have had on me. From the paralyzing pursuit of perfection to the liberation found in focusing on effort over outcomes, these insights have reshaped my understanding of what it means to live a meaningful and fulfilling life. They have helped me break free from the chains of overthinking, allowing me to embrace the present moment and act with intention and purpose. A deep message to take away: life is unpredictable, messy, and full of uncertainties. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control how we respond. The Stoics teach us that our true power lies in our ability to choose our reactions, to focus on what we can control, and to let go of what we cannot. This is the essence of resilience and wisdom. By applying the Stoic principles we've discussed, such as valuing action over analysis, embracing our flaws, challenging our thoughts, and living in the present, we can navigate the complexities of life with greater ease and confidence. We can find strength in our vulnerabilities, clarity in our intentions, and peace in our acceptance of the now. The journey to overcoming overthinking is not a one-time event, but a continuous practice. It's about making small intentional changes in how you think, act, and perceive the world. The Stoics provide a timeless framework that can guide you on this path, helping you to live with greater intention, clarity, and peace. Remember, you have the power to shape your mind and, by extension, your life. By applying these Stoic principles, you can break free from the cycle of overthinking and create a life that is rich in purpose and fulfillment. Thank you for joining me on this journey. May you find strength in action, peace in the present, and wisdom in the Stoic teachings. Live fully, live wisely, and embrace the power of the now.